Today we are looking at the life of a man who was the Einstein of the 19th century. He has been called the father of modern physics. As a scientist, he ranks with Newton and Einstein. He was also a devout and humble Christian man who believed in God, helped others, and lived by the teachings of Jesus. His name is James Clerk Maxwell. When Einstein was asked if he, Einstein, had stood on the shoulders of Newton, Einstein replied, "No, I stand on Maxwell's shoulders." Maxwell postulated the existence of electromagnetic waves, developed the maths describing the behavior of those waves, and showed that light was an example of an electromagnetic wave. He was the first to show that electricity, magnetism, and light are all related. He predicted the occurrence of other waves, such as radio waves and X-rays. All modern-day long-distance communication, including radio and television, depend on his theories and work. James Clerk Maxwell was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, in 1831. His father was a lawyer, and his family were reasonably well off. His mother was a devout Christian. At an early age, he showed he had a good memory by memorizing all of Psalm 119, a psalm which has 176 verses. However, his mother died when James was 8. For 2 years he had a private tutor, and then he went to school at the Edinburgh Academy. There he excelled and published his first scientific paper on the ellipse at the age of 14. At age 16, he entered Edinburgh University and later, at age 19, transferred to Cambridge University. He graduated 4 years later with first-class honours in mathematics. While at Cambridge, he spent 2 years analysing the rings of Saturn. He predicted that they must be made up of small particles and were not solid or liquid. For his work, he won a prestigious cash prize and the astonishment of the scientific community. 100 years later, the Voyager space probe to Saturn proved him correct. Maxwell then became a teacher and researcher, starting at Cambridge and later at Marischal College in Aberdeen. During this time, he met and married Catherine Dewar. Their marriage was happy but childless. At the age of 29, after a near-fatal bout of smallpox, Maxwell headed south and became Professor of Physics and Astronomy at King's College in London. At age 34, Maxwell returned to his family estate and did private research. At 40, he became the founder of Cavendish Laboratory at Cambridge and the first Cavendish Professor of Physics at Cambridge. He insisted on this inscription in Latin over the Cavendish entry: "Great are the works of the Lord, they are pondered by all who delight in them." These words can be seen on the archway today. Maxwell died of abdominal cancer at the age of 48 in 1879. His mother had died at the same age of the same type of cancer. As well as electromagnetic theory, Maxwell did groundbreaking research on gases and temperature. In doing so, he founded a new research method we call statistical thermodynamics, and he laid the foundations and techniques of quantum physics. He was also the first person to make a coloured photograph. Maxwell had an extensive knowledge of the Bible and was an elder in the church he helped to establish in Glenlair near Edinburgh. He believed scientific investigation and the teachings of the Bible were compatible and should be linked together. His Christian commitment was practical. He frequently visited the sick and those confined to their homes. He read to them and prayed for them and with them. He was modest and displayed absolute integrity. When, in his last years, his wife was an invalid, he nursed her personally with great care and without complaint, even when he was in pain and dying from his own fatal disease. We acknowledge James Clerk Maxwell, a Scot and a devout Christian, who made a difference for the whole of the world with his scientific discoveries. Christians made